This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, March 3rd, 2011.
The time is 4:46, and I'm calling the March 3rd Student Assembly Meeting to order. Will the clerk please call the roll? Here.
Cricket.
He's excused lady.
Oh.
He's unexcused lady.
Here.
He is present. See him aside. Yeah. Here.
Go with Johnny, but I'm here. No worries.
She is unexcused.
Her. Here.
Unexcused.
Here.
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 Yes.
And so before we move on any further, I'd like to call a moment of silence for George Dezunes. He recently passed away this past week, so if we could all observe a moment of silence for George. Thank you. All right, moving on to approval of the minutes. We have 3 minutes, meetings. Actually, before I move on any further, if you'd like to know the details regarding George's death, Mohit, who's a representative from IFC as well, has been involved with the issue, so feel free to ask him after the meeting. He has volunteered to answer any questions that may arise. Approval of the minutes, February 10th, February 17th, and February 24th. They should have been emailed out. So at this time, are there any amendments to the February 10th minutes? Only the February 10th. Seeing none, I'm going to move to approve. Is there any dissent? By acclamation, the February 10th minutes are approved. Moving on to February 17th. Any amendments to the February 17th minutes? Seeing none, they are approved. February 24th. Any amendments to the February 24th meeting?
Minutes?
Yeah.
For the excuse, unexcused designation, if it's a school excused event, does that fall under the excuse category or unexcused?
I will defer to my parliamentarian.
I just unexcused as far as I can tell.
And regardless if it's excused or unexcused, it goes to the 6.
Any other points of information? Seeing none, are there any amendments to the February 24th minutes? No? Before we move on any further, I would like to invite up Slope Day, who's going to announce their opening acts and a few more updates.
We're bringing ADA back
The other interview holds a full style brief with the new Millennium Flair. After several well-received DVDs in which case they their debut album is dropped in the spring. We're very excited about both groups. We've gotten a lot of good feedback that people have had here with these one of the campuses. We think will be a really high energy start to the day. With that, we've also set the on sale dates for guest tickets and Cornell alumni tickets. All tickets will go on sale online at CornellMonsters.com on April 12th. Both guest tickets and alumni tickets will be $25 on the internet sale. On April 29th, we'll take the guest ticket sale offline, and they will be available for $30 and $30 each at the Lewis Street Ticket Desk starting May 7th. And guest tickets can only be purchased by Cornell students or their friends. Alumni tickets obviously are going to be.
All right, thank you, Kate. I'm going and letting people know about all this. So are there any questions for Kate? Seeing none, thank you very much. Congratulations, Slope Day. All right, hold the microphone.
If we have anyone in the audience, who would like to talk on anything that's not currently on the agenda, you know, you can come up to the mic. Why not?
That's fine, yeah.
Alright. Recently I've seen a lot of the campaign literature and other things talking about the student bill of rights that I've been working on, and I'd like to invite us. I did have an ad hoc kind of committee on the agenda, but I figured we could go about it in a more formal way if anyone is interested in working on this. Working on drafting it, emailing out to faculty members so they can know a lot about the Constitution, getting other people's input on it, and trying to see it through and come here with something substantiated. So I do need help, so if anyone is willing to help, please talk to me at the meeting.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to touch on anything not currently on the agenda? Oh. Representative Fruits.
Well, recently in Iowa, COLA, as well as Cornell Student and Sweatshops, have been posting a variety of different, if you will, in the explanation as to what's going on with Wisconsin, as well as the cutter situation. And currently, both organizations want to reach out to Iowa representatives here and try to figure out if we can pass resolutions and try to get a stronger voice for these issues. So, I'm working with Alex Forrest right now on what's going on in Cutter, and I would love to have more input from other ILRs and see if we can also address this issue as well as anyone else.
Thank you. VP Gitlin.
Just a reminder, if you haven't filled out the doodle about the special essay meeting next week, it's going to be informal. We'll sit around, we'll look at the proposed means restrictions barriers. The Ithaca Cornell University Means Restriction Committee is meeting tomorrow morning downtown, maybe I think it's City Hall. So I'll report on that. And our aim is to, you know, put together a report and engage as many student organizations, you know, architecture organizations, mental health organizations, and get as much input as possible for the report.
I think we should. Questions. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On that mental health initiative, I forget the gentleman's name, the people that presented, they said that the community input as well. Are there any plans to, you know, speak with, for the student assemblies, how media that or not?
Basically, the community input is going to be that, is going to be what we're doing over that week. We're holding. We're going to facilitate a meeting with like Minds Matters and other organizations and student architects, and we'll incorporate that all into our own essay community student community report.
Thank you. So, I have time for one more.
We'll talk about it.
Wait, if this relates to this right here, then can we please hold those comments until after the meeting? But if it does not, you know, I'm going to take two more comments for Representative Jenkins.
Anyway, tonight I'm going to present on email over our listserv that I need like immediate working with WRC. Natalie's helping me out on this. We're doing something for the History Month. So we don't need to see if we get students back to use that and talk about their experience as women on campus. And then the second part of that would be a research that we're doing on whole process in April, right after right around the back tonight, WRC sponsored. What I do need, I'm working with SLTV as well. I need people to volunteer. So I need just to go out on as many of as possible because we're trying to, we can get a census, but we need part of that video by March 15th. So I just need helping out that as far as I can. So any of the things you may be on, send that out to me. So,
thank you. And last comment is Representative Smith. VP Ratson, you know, since I said we had two more, so.
I'll just talk. Hey, guys. Okay, so I've been campaigning a lot this week, and one of the things that I'm bringing up is the website, and I know you probably have all read about it and heard about it, and we've talked about it a lot. And a lot of different groups are interested. So if you guys know any groups that want to be part of the pilot launch program, it will be launching after spring break. Please get me their names so we can start meeting with them as soon as possible so we can really launch this website before our term is over.
Thank you. Okay. I'm not going to close the open microphone session. All right, guys. Thank you. Again, I have kind of dissuaded people from just making comments without posting on the blog, but I do encourage everybody to post anything that you feel appropriate on the blog. I know we're transferring to a new website, but hopefully the content that was posted on that blog can also be transferred to the new website. So we also want to get assembly members used to posting on the website. So please go ahead and do that. If you have any questions, let myself or Natalie Raps know about how to post on the website. Announcement and reports. Student Assembly Board of Trustees report by myself. I sent it out. You all should have received it. It's rather lengthy because we've been a rather productive assembly. I also included two of the reports that we wrote. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. And I apologize that I wasn't able to include every single person's individual initiative. I was really only able to report the activities which were brought up as a resolution, or again, a report that was voted on by the entire assembly, approved and whatnot, because it just would have been impossible to have every single person's individual activities. And I would like to acknowledge all of you who did do stuff outside of this meeting, but were productive SA members. Thank you so much. And I hope I tried to highlight all those activities in the first paragraph of that report, if you read it. So, are there any questions? Seeing none, we will move ahead to new business, Resolution 61 regarding special rules of order, EVP Mensa. Elections update will be made later.
Last year, but just to make sure that you have pretty much it.
All right. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, this is now business of the day. Is there anybody who would like to speak on the resolution? Parliamentarian Gould.
I was just wondering if the President had any qualms with the special rules of order themselves and if he changed them.
So this has not been changed at all from what was originally passed. From what I recall, and this is all internal stuff. I don't even think that he touched on this part of our game on the last.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Cruz. There's been a call to question in a second. And there's a call for acclamation. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, Resolution 51 is passed by acclamation. Moving on to Resolution 62, Amendment to Article 4, Section 1A of the Student Assembly Charter. Parliamentarian Gould, EVP Mensa, please go to the front of the room. You have 4 minutes to present your resolution.
So this resolution is mainly based on checking out math, so finding out that it wasn't for good. Or that we didn't get other people's math. That's what the Article 3 things are about. Further than that, we change our math.
On the next slide, this incorporates one of the issues that were passed last week, and then not that it's an actual example. It's a simple change, but it is a consistent conversation that we need to make.
All right. Are there any questions? Yes.
There's a spelling mistake.
Definitely make the amendment.
Okay.
Where?
On the therefore resolved at the very end, where it says the last paragraph, the fourth line at the bottom, not rooting, which should be not running.
Yeah. Fourth line from the bottom.
At the end of Article 3, all the way above the line that was actually submitted.
Two ends.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make sure to amend that in the final version. Thank you. Unless there's any dissent to that amendment, though I don't think there is. Anybody else would like to speak? Are there any motions? There's been a call to question on the second. Is there any dissent in the call for acclamation? Is there any? Yeah. This has to be voted on by two-thirds majority. Oh, right. I'm sorry. So next week we'll have to have 16 votes on this in the positive for it to pass. We will do the charter change technically before we can send it to the President. So, thank you, and we'll speak again about this next week. And we'll move to Resolution 63, which is both of you as well. So, you have, again, 4 minutes to present your resolution.
This resolution here currently knows what it is. It deals with how we introduce items for each every year resolution. And currently, the current language is a bit ambiguous in the legend of how items can be brought before the SA. charter changes here. And it says that we may bring you forward as voting member of the petitions by Mr. Principal and the Mayor. And you know, just that you right here, you know that individuals, you know, there could be some confusion. Also, whether that voting members in the 131st or the 131st, you know, voting members or 100 signatures. So, just to clarify that, you know, we just say that in amendments from in the board, so that it's clear, keep that process, you know, that you can go by bringing forward amendments to the charge for that day.
Okay. First on the speaker's list is VP Nick Levy.
Terrific resolution. Let me tell you, you made so many changes. Call the question. Oh, we can't vote, and I forgot about it. Terrific. All right, we're done then.
Are there any other questions regarding the resolution? All right. Moving on to Resolution 57. Well, it's maybe a quick meeting. Resolution 57, SUNY Student Assembly Legislative Agenda. Where is it? You have 30 minutes to present your resolution.
And then increasing with Assistance Program Award. So CAP is a program that most New Yorkers at SUNY institutions receive. It varies in how much you receive, but essentially it's a bump in helping people pay for tuition, and it kind of levels the playing field for all New Yorkers. Does anyone here who lives in New York and is in one of the contract colleges?
Yeah.
A lot of you may probably know what CAP is, whether it's however much or however little, it's usually something. And there's a couple of priority two things. Bundy aid. So Bundy aid is actually public funds that go to private universities to encourage them to take additional students and be able to help additional students. This was actually a big point of contention when we were at the SUNY Student Assembly Conference last spring. Cornell faced a slight filibuster of this for a while. Because Cornell actually received some amount of funding. But the idea here is that essentially they're encouraging them to repeal funding and provide that funding directly to the student system. So rather than giving it to universities like Cornell and Columbia, give it to community colleges.
When you say filibuster, what does that mean?
I mean, you can't filibuster.
So were you involved in that? Just,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love that chart.
So, and this is why it's important to send representatives to these meetings.
Right.
So,
and
putting it out there.
Ray and I will be going to the spring conference coming up in a couple, in about a month. This is the one part of the agenda that I don't necessarily agree with. I'll just give a little background. At that spring conference, essentially, we just threw everything at the wall and said, we're going to stand here and try to, that's like people need to amend in certain ways, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually it passed, but I don't think it's worth striking that single clause, just because it's worthwhile in terms of showing solidarity with the student assembly to pass the entire package. That individual thing is, it's priority two. I don't feel it has a whole lot of chance of actually occurring. While that's something that I stood against in the past, you should each feel free to stand against it now, because it is something that Cornell benefits from. I think for the sake of solidarity and standing up as one SUNY, it's not necessarily worth it to block the whole thing. That's up to each one of you, and I'm happy to talk to you more about it. Procurement reform. Most SUNY schools don't have as much freedom as they'd like, so Cornell is very lucky in that we're technically half SUNY, but we have a lot of freedom. Our SUNY college has a lot of freedom. Most SUNY universities do not have basic freedom in acquiring goods and services, entering into public-private partnerships. Sometimes it needs to go through some bureaucrat, sometimes it actually needs to go through the state legislature.
Can I just make a point of clarification, just so it strikes for the record? We're not a SUNY college. We're all of our colleges are contract colleges.
This is the chair. Is this the chair?
Yeah.
The chair.
Yeah. I just can we motion? Can we clarify that in the minutes? Just because.
So, sure. We can clarify in the minutes that.
Thank you.
We are not a SUNY university, but we do have representatives who go to the SUNY Student Assembly Conference. And we are a voting member of that conference.
It was in the New York Times that we're a SUNY school, and that's not true. And then that gives us bad rep for tour guiding.
We're not a
SUNY
school.
All right, continue.
All right, and then the last one is basically engaging on a more local level for financial freedom itself. So are there any questions about this agenda, SUNY Student Assembly? Are there any questions you want me to bring to SUNY Student Assembly? I'm all for it.
All right, first on the speaker's list is Representative Finn.
So, I'm pretty sure, so SUNY's interesting because it's kind of under the state and there's also a lot of city input on that. But I, when SUNY,
SUNY City University,
SUNY Student Assembly speaks, it's on behalf of all schools under the SUNY umbrella.
New York City.
So that's why SUNY has a voice, that's why SUNY has a voice, SUNY colleges have a voice. Because we're all considered under the SUNY umbrella for SUNY Student Assembly.
Hunter.
So, yeah, I mean, all of these things, you know, they focus a lot on SUNY colleges, because SUNY colleges have a lot of SUNY Student Assembly. Focus a lot on SUNY schools, but yeah, definitely anyone under the SUNY, anyone under the SUNY umbrella is, you know, considered.
Point of information.
Yeah, I was just saying class is over, I have my camera. SUNY is the University of New York, which is the fund of funding.
All right, thank you.
Point of information, Jeff. So if you pass Resolution 61, and that you post the legislative agenda for the office of the website, is there any way we can mark a plot on the legislative agenda that the assembly isn't endorsing or doesn't agree with? Is that possible?
I would say that there is nothing that's stopping us from saying we endorse all points but a certain point that's already outlined, because this is our resolution in front of us. And I can, if you'd like to ask that as a question to the chair, to the sponsor of the resolution regarding how they feel about that, that's free, and I'll put you next in the speaker's list. So, but yes, you can do whatever you want with this document in front of you. Well, that it is, you are not on the speaker's list. Representative Proof is next.
That's my question. Does that mean that you agree with the document entirely, or is there something that you
want to change? So, I mean, the only thing on this that I ever strongly oppose is the funding, particular funding. And, I mean, that was partly out of my media as a representative of Cornell at the SUNY Student Assembly Conference to stand up for the funding that our school receives and uses. So, but I actually, you know, to better represent Cornell, wouldn't mind hearing from you guys how you feel about repealing funding. Because honestly, I was not aware of what funding was until I got that. And I got to that conference and I said, well, if I was sitting at Cornell, you know, when I go back to Cornell, if I say that I did not put up a fight to stop this repeal of funding that Cornell received, I wouldn't have been doing my job. But if you guys tell me that you think that the repeal of funding is not actually a bad thing because it's not an enormous part of Cornell's funding and, you know, diverting those funds to community colleges and other students, would be more worthwhile in your mind, then I'm happy to bring that message to them. So I think that's something that we need to consider as a sample. And so if you guys choose to strike, you know, repeal 1DA from this thing, then that would be a good guide for me. And if you guys don't strike it, if you keep it in there, then that would be an equally good guide for how to advocate and engage with
Do the sponsors know?
I think it was like in the hundreds of
thousands. Dean Hubble, would you happen to know how much Bundy aid the university receives per year?
From
the state university system? SUNY system?
I do not know.
Okay.
I can look it up while we speak.
I can also look it up.
All right. So we'll have somebody look into that. Yeah?
Well, it says from the early time of 07, we see 1.9 billion.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, I thought it was a
Okay. Okay. Next is Nighthawk Evanson, student trustee.
So, as far as I remember, the effort last time was to redirect it to, so essentially there is a piece of legislation out there, presented in the New York State Assembly by a finance assembly, that would repeal Bundy. And I believe, I'm not entirely sure, but I believe the effort by Community Student Assembly was to reallocate it to community colleges specifically. That may no longer be the case. This may be now just generally community system. But the number of schools that receive funding versus the number of schools in the student system, there are much fewer schools that actually receive funding. So if we were to show funding now to the student system, even if we did get a piece of that, chances are we're getting
All right, next on the speaker's list is Representative Bajaj.
Thanks, Ben. Just going off Nighthawk's comment, I think that given that we don't know a lot about how the repeal will affect Cornell, or if, the repeal of Bundy may, will additional funds come to Cornell to offset that, given that we don't know, I think I'm a little apprehensive about endorsing a statement like that, because it does affect, $1.9 million or $1.5 million to go to minuscule compared to revenue versus budget, that can fund 100%. I don't know the logistics behind where the funding goes and so on and so forth, but given that we don't have volumetric information on them, I would move, and I will move, to for an amendment that strikes the repeal money and clause from priority 2, and maybe at a later date we can sort of take that up on our legislative topic, but right now I think it's my motion.
So the motion is to repeal to strike the first bullet point under priority 2, repeal Bundy aid and reallocate the funds to State University of New York. So we will be striking that clause. I would say as a point of clarification that when we post this, I would suggest that we leave that point on the document, but just strike through it to demonstrate that we support the rest of the document, because we want to, post it in its entirety, but maintain that line there to demonstrate that we are not in support of that. Would you be all right? All right.
Point of information.
We have a point of information.
So, would it be appropriate to also then amend the first be it therefore resolved as well as the actual current community that we got the document in school?
Yeah, go ahead.
Adopt the attached document with changes.
Or as amended.
As.
All right. All right. That is the full amendment. We are now on the speaker's list to the amendment. I will give the sponsors of the resolution 1 minute to respond to the amendment, if you'd like to respond.
I fought for exactly this. I don't want to sway you. I'm happy to share with you guys how you guys want me to advocate to the student assembly. So, however you guys vote is how I and I will kind of approach spring conference.
All right. First on the list is Representative Cruz.
I think it's a good amendment, and I will call the question.
I'm going to call the question in a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, because this is a larger document, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll on the amendment. I do not vote. Not present. Yes.
Gorojani.
Gorojani, yeah.
Yes, yes. You said yes. Yes. By a vote of 18-0-1, the amendment passes. Moving on to the main motion. There's been a call to question and there's been a second. Is there any dissent? There's dissent. Can you explain your dissent? All right, will you withdraw your... All right, we are going to move back to the main speakers list, and Representative Brockman, you are first up. Representative Agard.
Rather
Time. Representative Kerr is next on the agenda. Well, are there any motions at this time? There's been a call to question and a second. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, we will go ahead and do a roll call vote on Resolution 67 as amended. Or 57, excuse me. Will the clerk please call the roll? By a vote of 16-1-0, Resolution 57 passes. Yeah, please.
So, do you want to talk to me further
about 16-1-2?
Okay.
And let me amend that. I think it's actually 16-1-2. So there are two abstentions, just to clarify. That concludes nothing, actually, because we still have one more announcement and report. Ba-da-da-da. Director of Elections Charlie Feng has a small, or not so small, announcement to make regarding we are only announcing two positions at this meeting. Everything else will be emailed out to the candidates because of all the other election seats, those candidates are not in the room.
So for quick high level statistics, are you notifying that we had over 3,200 people vote in this election? I mean, at least one or more than the last election. So great job by the candidates who ran through the campaign. And also, the other announcement I want to make is that no challenge will be made. So obviously, so without further ado, I'm going to announce first the winner of the executive vice presidential race and then the presidential race. So the winner of the executive vice presidential race is Adam Gitlin. And the winner of the presidential race will be the next student assembly president is Samuel Rappin.
Congratulations,
yes, congratulations to all candidates. You will be getting an email very, very shortly about the results of the election, and it will be posted on the website tomorrow.
And because those are the only, all the candidates are in the room, that's why we announced it. The announcement email will be sent out as
Director of Elections Feng said, congratulations to all the candidates. And though I have never really adjourned a meeting this early before due to the elections, I will adjourn the meeting at 5:36.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.